This is the Packer and Durham Podcast, Hour 3.
Curtis Spatola is going to join us coming up on 9.
I think it's Chris.
Yes, so what's that? Curtis Spatola at 9:30 this morning.
I think it's Chris.
You know, sometimes you get the name right, sometimes you don't. But the Curtis will be on it, Ryan, 9:30. We have the best and the worst, which we're going to get into. And later this hour, we're going to give you a unwrapping of a gift that I received over the weekend that is nothing short of spectacular. Mm-hmm. Wes, you know, you playing with that basketball kind of looks like your cat trying to climb up on one of these shelves on Friday.
By the way, did you see the picture?
No, yeah, I saw the pictures.
The pictures of you staring in bewilderment of a cat.
I told
there,
you.
Stretched out
I
on you.
I felt like the cop at the New Orleans Super Bowl with Odell Beckham Jr. in the room. Kept looking over my shoulder thinking something was going to happen to me.
Yeah, well.
All right, you ready to roll?
Sure, let's go.
All right, the best of the weekend. And there was a lot to pick from here. Ironically, a lot to pick from here.
Right, there was a lot. Easier to start, though.
Yeah, at the very top, and that is the fact that with a major surprise announcement, Travis Etienne is coming back for his senior year at Clemson.
Yeah, two-time ACC Player of the Year. We've outlined all the records that he currently has and all the records he might achieve. To be honest with you, nearly 70-some year history of this league in football, this guy's got a chance to be, if not the best, in that top two pack, just about at every level, all-purpose, rushing for sure, scoring, touchdowns responsible, anything you want to look at, Travis Etienne's got a chance. I mean, this is a shock. I still, when the text came back, you guys were sending the text out the other day.
I sent you the text.
I was like, what? There is no way. Sure enough, he's coming back, and it's a great thing for college football. Certainly great for Clemson, but at the same time, really good for the ACC.
And coming back to get his degree.
Mm-hmm.
Should be pointed out because that is incredibly important to his mom and to him. And good for him. That's where he wants to be. Go for it, man.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy.
Next on the list, and good for this young man, injured in the preseason. It's been slow to get back to 100%, but David Johnson of Louisville, highly thought of when he signed with the Cards a year ago, part of that mega recruiting class Chris Mack put together. And you know what? Walked right into Cameron Indoor Stadium like he'd been there his whole life.
Yeah.
19-7-4-3-2 off the bench. Pretty solid.
Wes, could we get a rivalry here? And I asked you this question last week with Louisville and Duke, that it just, you know, they've had, you know, the crazy comeback game last February. They've had some experiences in the NCAA tournament. And now that Louisville drew some blood on the road, could we maybe get into a little Louisville-Duke?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I think Louisville and Duke has delivered. I'll tell you, the other one that's delivered in the past that really hadn't caught on nationally is Louisville and Virginia in the last couple of years. I thought that had a real nice chance, and it just never quite, you know, got the traction I thought it was headed for.
Duke-Syracuse have had unbelievable games, right?
Yeah.
Home and away.
Yeah, John Gillen shot, remember that?
Right, but we haven't had Syracuse in a position yet to win the league, so therefore it hasn't quite had the same oomph.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, there's some that are brewing here up and above just your typical blue bloods getting after you.
Well, and speaking of the Cards, I think the other best of the weekend is that Louisville went to Durham and won the game.
Their toughness. Yeah. I just thought their road toughness in this game in particular, jumping out to the big lead. Duke, of course, was going to make a run. You got a tie game with 6.5 minutes to go. How were you going to handle it? Could you close? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Louisville answered that question emphatically with a yes, they can.
Yep.
Big win. Huge win.
Yeah, we talked about David Johnson, but they got contributions. There's Samuel Williamson getting a basket. I mean, look, there was a lot going on good for Chris Mack on Saturday.
Yep.
And just a nice, nice win for Louisville. If you missed the first hour, you know that we are we're kind of fans of guys who are the son of somebody. David, you know, David told me that I picked Carolina 13 because my daddy. I would tell you that Buddy Boeheim, you're in the club, son. We're happy to have you. Right?
Well, he's making everything he's looking at right now. And I told you, I thought it started at the Virginia game.
Yep.
Where they just went bonkers in overtime, put 20 spot on Tony Bennett's defense in that 5 minutes and postseason on the road. I tell you what, man, he is making everything. The basket looks like the size of my Ford F-150 right now.
Yeah.
He is loading it up.
Buddy Boeheim will be on the show with us tomorrow as well. I don't know if he's Mr. Big Shot yet. But I'll tell you this. MJ Walker came to play Saturday at Coral Gables, and he hit a shot to get the ball game into overtime. I mean, just look at this. Get some of that right there. Bang. I mean, Pac, he didn't even hesitate.
Now he's playing with great confidence.
Yep. And so is Florida State, and MJ Walker, big part of it. Young man from the Atlanta area, 19 on Saturday in the overtime victory against the Miami Hurricanes. Big test for Florida State, I thought, too, by the way, to go down there and win a ball game that had a little back and forth to it.
Well, coming off the Virginia game, everybody high-fiving you, all the talk about, man, this is the best team in the league, all that kind of stuff. We had Leonard Hamilton on the show Friday. Mm-hmm. He kind of talked about, hey, you know what, our expectations are what we're trying to pull off here. Going on the road, Miami's going to be excited to see Florida State anytime. I don't care what the sport is. Mm-hmm. And the Canes are good enough to cause a headache at home.
Yep.
Without question, right? And they did for a long, long time. And Florida State kind of fought their way. And when they finally tied it, took over and took care of business in OT.
You got Virginia on your list here, huh? A little sign of offense for the Cavaliers?
I thought going into the weekend, the most important team in the weekend in terms of getting a win, I thought was Virginia going on the road to Georgia Tech. They had played hard and tough at Florida State, had a chance,
right.
Didn't get the job done down the stretch. Now you're still on the road. You're going to Georgia Tech. The question is, can you find some offense? Georgia Tech was good enough in terms of what they've got coming back finally healthy to give you a headache. I thought the fact that Virginia shot 47%, Wes, man, if they give me 47%, the Hoos are going to win a ton of games. Why? Because they still play great defense. I thought it was a critical game with the way Virginia played to get the win. You get back home tonight against NC State in a critical game. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they shot 47%, that is a good sign for the Hoos.
Is there a more comfortable 7-footer shooting threes than Jay Huff?
He can, well.
I mean, just stands out there, catch, pass.
Well, if he gives them 17, they're in business.
Oh, yeah.
They're in business. This game tonight is really important. You got NC State playing with momentum and healthy. Virginia feeling good about their effort on Saturday. The game in Charlottesville. We both think they're two of the five best teams in the league.
Sign me up for Markell Johnson and Kihei Clark, but also sign me up for DJ Funderburk and Mamadi Diakite and Manny Bates and Mamadi Diakite.
And I also told
sneaky
you,
NC State tonight in Charlottesville.
I think NC State's got a chance if they stay healthy, and Virginia absolutely will have a chance if they can make shots.
What's this last item?
I put this one on there.
I saw this and I'm a little confused.
Don't be confused.
UCA National. Oh.
This is the Universal Cheerleaders Association, UCA. NC State's group stunt team won the national championship.
Say that again.
I said the NC State UCA group stunt national championship. They're bringing hardware back to Raleigh, NC. All you NC State fans are always chirping to me about, man, we ain't won nothing in 1980. Hey, you won something this weekend. There it is. Congratulations to the NC Staters right there. Picking up some hardware from Orlando, bringing it home.
Is that Disney World?
I think that's an Orlando, Florida event, if I'm not mistaken.
Looks like a Disney World type setup there, a little castle action.
So there you go.
Yeah, Robert. Robert has just.
What's up, Robert?
Robert said.
A lot of friends that have daughters do that.
Oh, Robert. Robert knows cheerleading. Robert's got that cheerleading thing going. He's in that group.
Yeah, you know, I had still have two daughters, but they were never in the cheerleading thing. That was not their deal.
Good.
Emmy was in the black belt karate, and Gigi was a dancer. So I never had to go through the whole cheerleading deal. But I just want to give a shout out to the NC State group.
Do we sense remote next year
for that event?
Yeah, you want to go to Orlando? And
I'd rather go to the Derby. Is that all right with you?
Well, we kind of got ties to Disney World, though.
Well, I have no doubt we've got ties to Disney World. We work for them. But I'd still rather go to the Derby. If you're really asking me a question, should we go to the cheerleading championship or the Derby? Derby. 10 out of 10 times.
We don't work for the Derby.
You didn't ask me who we worked for. You asked me where I'd rather go. Where would you rather be? That's what I thought.
My daughter graduates on Saturday.
Wait a minute. That's a third. Now you're adding another layer that's irrelevant to the conversation. Would you rather be at the cheerleading championship or the derby?
I'm just messing with you.
Which one would you want?
Me? The derby.
Yeah, I'm talking
absolutely.
You.
Yeah, the derby. No
that's
question.
What I thought.
I'm just messing with you. You talk to me and mess with me about math. I mess with you about your remotes.
Would you rather be at the derby or your daughter's graduation?
My daughter's graduation.
That'd be an incorrect answer, but
I'm telling you the honest truth.
Let me ask you this question.
Oh, boy.
Would your daughter rather be at graduation than the derby?
She has chosen graduation, but graduate.
No, that's not the question.
She's chosen graduation.
If she was sitting right here, I guarantee it, she'd rather be at the derby than graduation.
She'd probably rather be at the derby.
That's what I just said. That's what I just told you.
Emily, I love you. I have no idea
Emily
why.
Emily knows.
Emily, I don't know why he's putting you in this situation. Anyway.
I'm glad she's getting her degree.
We're getting to
anybody
more of
anybody out of state tuition that gets a degree, I am all for it. Enjoy it.
That's right.
And congratulations.
Numbers on the screen, 844-SAY-ACC, and more of your calls coming up. I know we got folks holding. We've also got the worst of the weekend.
And there's some ugly.
And I
got to
tell you, there's some ugly in this one. We've had best and worst before, and the best has been good, and the worst has not been that bad. This is bad.
Yeah.
We got some bad worst of the weekend.
Yeah.
So my English teacher would be upset. Worser than normal worst of the weekend. When we come back, Packer and Durham on ACC Network, Sirius XM 371 is the channel.
Packer and Durham.
Packer and Durham, ACC Network. We are in the basement. MLK Junior Day. Everybody got the day off. A lot of folks do. Jeff Collins was scheduled to join us. Couldn't make it. He had a private plane issue. He will join us, though, on Friday in the basement. Brother Fuller. Smelling the cinnamon, whatever those are, that Mrs. P just delivered. Those don't look any good at all. Sure wish I could have one.
You're going to have one.
Those are terrible, aren't they?
Yeah.
Robert, they good?
Nothing to work out won't
Robert
later
says
for
yes.
You, Pack. Pack, you can get a workout in, you'll be in good shape.
Can't do it. I'm busy today. All right. We're getting ready to do
worst of the weekend.
The worst of the weekend. And I will tell you, when we have done this every Monday, I think this is the worst batch
of worst
of the worst yeah. Weekend for the ACC.
Worser than normal.
There you go, Mr. Elon. You got it.
All right, ready?
Let's do it.
We're going to start with a fundamental piece of the sport, free throw shooting. We had a pandemic this weekend. ACC teams cannot shoot. Look at the four schools. Congratulations, by the way, to Virginia Tech, who is 50% on 8 tries. Miami, a little better than 50%. Carolina, Clemson, Virginia, and Georgia Tech were a combined 11 of 25. The Tigers, however, are the champions.
Yep.
9 of 23
in a tight game on the road will get you beat. Every day of the week.
I just want to say this right here. I'm almost 54 years old. Okay? Remember last year when you told Jay Billis that you could shoot better than Cam Reddish at some point? Remember that?
I did, and Reddish that night went 7 of 24 against
right.
The Heels.
Yeah, and you were convinced that you could beat him and around the world in the driveway. Game of horse in the driveway.
By the way, Billis disagreed.
He did. And still to this day. He disagrees. I would offer this. You and I could walk to a park right now in uptown Charlotte.
And shoot 50% from the line.
And shoot 10 free throws and hit at least 5.
I agree. I don't care how many people are screaming at us.
You
have people throwing rocks at us. We make 5 of 10.
Right.
I agree with that.
I mean,
9 of 23 is
but I'm going to tell you now, I was looking at, after I sorted this out the other day, I went and looked at some national numbers. It's unbelievable.
Keep harping on the fact if you have a team that can make shots, Wes, you can create a problem moving forward. I'm just telling you, teams that we assume are good teams are right. Having a hard time making shots. Just the way it is this year in college hoops.
These are free.
I know it. I mean, the numbers are ugly.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do next week. I don't know if we'll have a chance to do it. Malcolm Huckabee on Instagram takes shots in every building we go into. I mean, he steps right up to the foul line. Bang. Walks over to the wing. Bang. Top of the circle, three. Bang. Right corner. Bang. He hit three out of four. My man. Joel Coliseum Saturday night, he walked right over the free throw line. Boom.
As a professional.
Well, and stands there and makes shots.
That's why he's a professional.
It's unbelievable. Got to make free throws.
And if we just go out there cold?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you last time I shot a basketball, but yes.
Yeah. You can make 5 of 10.
Sounds like great television. Where are we doing it?
We'll do it in – I tell you where we'll do it. ACC we'll do it at the ACC tournament in Greensboro. Women's
You're
going to
make
men's.
The people wait that long?
Yes.
It's a lot of time to practice
what
up.
What are you guys doing this afternoon?
I'm working, doing a show. You guys want to come by and do that?
Sure. You got a bucket? You got
I'll
a bucket
you what,
in the back
well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come give Josh me some guests this afternoon and you can come out here and shoot some baskets with
us. Deal. Josh and I will host a show, 4 to 7, Sirius XM.
That'll be it.
And you guys can shoot hoops. We'll send a camera crew, and then we'll play it tomorrow morning.
Fair enough. I'm sure Steve Cohen would be excited to hear that running the show at Sirius. You guys are hosting the afternoon.
We got
to
get the paperwork done on you guys first, right. Though.
You don't know how
we'll
we
do
operate.
It for free if we get to see you guys make free throws or miss.
They act like we can't make a free throw.
No, and you can make one. I just don't think the number.
You don't think
would
we can make 5 of 10?
Hey, dude, no. You're talking to the Forsyth County free throw. Shooting champion
I won.
At the age of 14.
First right of here. All, let me emphasize this. Not one, I won two Jack Jensen stay-at-home basketball camp free throw championships at the Y in Greensboro when I was a kid. I then also put two free throw. This is the only thing I could do.
Back in 82, I could throw a football over a mountain.
Let me just tell you this.
I don't believe that.
I couldn't get off the bench at Apex High School, okay? My career high is 7 against Dunn when they forgot I was over there in the corner.
Wide open.
Wide open, okay?
Screaming for the ball.
7 second quarter points. That's all your boy ever did, okay? Not a player here, but I can shoot free throws, right? I mean,
for an ACC player and or players to give you 50% from the line, it's not good enough. That's just not good.
I mean, you go get the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh movie that Dr. J starred in years ago with Stockard Channing, and they had set shot Buford. He could make free throws. Anybody can make free throws. Thus the term, free throws.
I'm with you.
Up until the other night, Jay Heath of Boston College was shooting 47% at the free throw line. He was up to 50% going into last night's game. That's amazing. It's just amazing. Anyway, all right. Let's move on. We had some crowd interactions that.
By the way, can I interrupt something real quick?
Sure.
My boss at SiriusXM.
I saw.
Just sent me a text.
Yeah.
He's watching the show.
Yeah, I know he is.
We're listening on 371.
He has nothing else to do.
He says, "Can you confirm that Wes shoots free throws granny style?"
Did
that was
not.
The question.
Did not.
So now we've got now executives. From two major sports corporations, SiriusXM
and ESPN,
they're questioning our ability to make free throws. It's embarrassing that we should be held to such low standards. We're doing a show from a basement, and they're questioning whether we could shoot a free throw.
You could make 5, couldn't you?
With my eyes closed, and don't hold me to that. I'm not
like Mark Rick at
I'm
Cameron.
Not Mark Rick.
Like Mark Rick at Cameron.
Yeah.
All right.
We're not done with name dropping execs. Josh and I just got a text from somebody here who has her own helicopter that says the regulation size hoop will be put in your driveway by the end of the day this afternoon. So
fair enough.
We're getting there, guys. We're getting there.
Ask her if Coach Collins can borrow the helicopter.
I tell you what. Ask Amy Rosenfeld and her helicopter if she got the deal done for the Derby yet.
It depends on how many free throws you can make.
Really taking some shots in show 102, aren't you?
If you make 6 free throws, then we'll go. If you're under 6, then unfortunately we're staying.
Oh, is that what the deal's going to be?
Hold on a second.
Wait a second.
What happens if we make 8 of 10? Are we getting to ride one of those horses? Is that what we do if we make 8 of 10?
No, we're not riding a horse.
I don't even like horses.
Why stop at 8? What about 10 of 10?
All right. Guys, run your mouths. Go ahead. I tell you what, you may get us a little incentive here to start working on it. Then it'd really get embarrassing.
camera in the driveway to shoot this, everything, right? They're serious now. Here we go. Great. We're doing this. All right.
Told you it's going to be the worst of the weekend. We're not even we're getting ready to get started.
We went downhill
now, fast. Yeah. Power hour.
All right. I got to tell you, folks, we're going to have to do some education of fan bases, too.
Yeah. It's two on Tobacco Road in particular.
Yeah. Let's start in Durham. Really? What are we doing there?
I got to be honest with you. I didn't care for that at all.
I have a
number of reasons. Number one,
okay,
scoreboard. That'd be the first problem. You're running your mouth and Austin and Louisville kids are doing this. Yeah, what's that say up there? 77-70. That's the first problem.
Okay.
The second problem is this. If you want to take a shot at Louisville with a vacated title, I'll guess who they beat to get to that spot. That would be you, Duke. I mean, come on now. Duke's always got the great reputation of the students being, you know, cutting edge. There was nothing funny or even accurate about that. That was weak. Gotta be honest with you. Weak. That was disappointing. There were days when the crazies would come up with some really creative stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you're getting beat by the team that's sitting there going, hey, that's cool. Yeah, you can chant all you want. Let me make these two more free throws. We'll call it a night. Catch you later.
Yeah.
I mean, and no disrespect, they also beat you for a national championship back in the 80s for anybody who wants to do some homework. I didn't care for that at all from the Cameron crazies.
I just wasn't sure where that came from.
That was weak.
Likewise, Dateline Raleigh.
Oh, this is even worse.
What are we doing there?
I guess we go to a football chant from NC State.
On a basketball win?
In a basketball game. At the time, you didn't know it was going to be a win. You know, when you win four games in a season and you're on the couch, when you've gone, 41 years, and this is the 41st year without an ACC championship? When that team you're yakking at has beaten you 15 out of 16?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you guys doing? NC State, what are you doing?
I don't know.
It's Tobacco Road we're talking about.
I don't know.
I mean, that is beyond lame. Plus, your stunt team just won the cheerleading championship.
That's right.
You're coming up with that cheer?
Yeah,
come on, State fans, you are better than that. God, I mean, and Duke, same thing. I was very disappointed in both this weekend.
Yeah. By the way, the four wins were ECU, Western Carolina, Ball State, and Syracuse.
And I hate to break the news to you. The Duke students a year ago, when they played Clemson, were chanting Roll Tide.
Yeah.
And then you saw how that worked out.
Yeah.
NC State, you'll be in Death Valley. We'll tell you Wednesday when you'll be there.
Yeah.
Bring your A game and then some. Maybe you won't get beat by 50 next year. That was bad.
Going to break here. A couple of schools are hitless. One in the details and one for the calendar. Georgia Tech, after the loss to Virginia, has missed on all three home games in ACC play.
Oh, four.
Oh, four now. Sorry. Four. And Virginia was the fourth after being 0-3.
Right. Correct.
And now the Jackets have they have three road wins, and there have been stretches where Georgia Tech didn't go. They went years without a road win in the ACC, went about 16 in a row one time.
It makes zero sense. I mean, it really does. It makes absolutely, positively zero sense.
And then the one for the calendar, of course, is Carolina, who has not won.
This decade.
This decade, as you said. Tar Heels are at Virginia Tech on Wednesday night. Chance for a road win and a win. But right now, hitless in 2020.
I mean, again, I think they're one of 28 teams in college basketball, they have yet to win a game this calendar year.
So,
it's just hard to believe.
There you have it. So, struggles abound for for the Tar Heels and the Jackets. And the Jackets, one of the road wins, Chapel Hill.
Well, we told you it was an ugly weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was some serious ugliness.
Yep. So there you go.
There'll be better weeks, Wes.
Yep. And apparently our free throw skills are being questioned.
Yeah, I got to start working on that.
We'll see how that works out. When we come back, oh boy. Chris Spatola going to join us.
All right, Chris. Chris. Yes.
ESPN's college basketball analyst. Also works on the SiriusXM ACC channel from time to time. We'll talk to Coach Spatola when we come back. Packer and Durham, ACC Network, SiriusXM 371.
Got you covered on Championship Saturday. What a great time on the ACC Network. Are Packer and Durham bringing the dogs to FanFest?
What are the dogs, Chester and Scooter?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, Chester and Scooter.
What?
Said Jim Meter Perel and our next guest, Curtis Spatola. Goodness gracious.
Oh, they kept it.
Hey, Fuller. Fuller, our next guest. Hey, let's get Fuller on here real quick. Fuller, our next guest called you Scooter. What's that?
Get Spatola on, please. Right,
let's get our man Chris.
Scooter? There come on.
You know what I would tell the dog? Let's not focus on the name I giveth, but that I remember you at all.
That's why we've called you Curtis for the last month and a half on this show.
Well, hey, a rose by any other name still smells sweet, so I take it as a compliment, my friend.
All right, very good.
English lit.
How are you boys doing?
We're good, man.
We're good. All good. How big was Louisville's win over Duke on Saturday? It seemed like a bridge they had to cross.
Yeah, it was big. And obviously, I thought there was a little more stank on it for them, given the way that game went last year in Louisville. There's no question Duke has some fundamental issues they're going to have to work through. But here's what I saw, guys, that I thought was big for Louisville, is we saw the ceiling. And the ceiling is much higher than I actually thought it was. Because I think one of the reasons we anointed Louisville coming back is we just recognized a lot of names. Like in this day in college basketball, if we know a lot of your guys coming back, we think you're going to be good. But that team coming back was a 7 seed last year. And I think what we saw in that Duke game was those freshmen are pretty talented. I remember talking to Chris Mack a couple months ago when David Johnson wasn't playing, and he was raving about it. I mean, you know, one of the most talented guys I've had. We can become so much better, and I think we saw that in Cameron. If that kid, you know, obviously is healthy and can play the way he played in that game, and Sam Williamson comes along, and the ceiling for this team is a lot higher.
You know, the other thing too, Chris, that's great about the win for Louisville is that, you know, Jordan Ward didn't go off. It wasn't like he gave you one of those all-world performances, but when Johnson could come off the bench and give you 19-7, just the mental toughness of this team was really apparent on Saturday night.
Yeah, and look, they've lost games when Ward has been good, and they've lost games when Ward has been bad. And that's why I say, you know, they had a lot of guys coming back who were good players last year, but I think we created this ascension in our minds of those players in Louisville that wasn't necessarily going to be the case. You go in college basketball now based on your most talented players. And, you know, in a lot of cases, those are freshmen nowadays. And so when a David Johnson comes in and starts to play the way that he played the other night, the ceiling for this Louisville team goes much higher. And again, I thought Duke was complicit, especially in the first half. But certainly Louisville had a chip on its shoulder. And I thought played one of its best games of the year.
All right, Chris, the other story that's emerging, obviously, I think those of us in the league understood they would be talented and a potential team, but the one nationally at Florida State is really starting to pick up steam here. And Dan Bonner said to us in October he thought it was a program that was being overlooked. He's been proven to be accurate in that statement, but just how good do you think the Seminoles are, and how far can this team go based on the body of work you've seen so far?
I think Dan Bonner's right about us not talking about them enough. Like, I think we need to turn the volume down on the what's wrong with North Carolina, what's wrong with Duke, turn up the volume on this Florida State team and program. I mean, it's in their last 19 ACC regular season games, Florida State is 17-2. They've won 9 straight, 15 of their last 16. If North Carolina and Duke did that, we'd be anointing them. You know, I just don't think they get enough credit. And I think it's in part, it's an egalitarian approach. Like, they got a lot of guys who do things for them. And, you know, Leonard Hamilton, I don't know if he plays the stock market or not, but he's one of the best hedge bettors I've ever seen. They've essentially set up a system where, you know, if one guy's not playing well, you can deal with that. Like, there are other guys who can step into that void. And what I saw this weekend is maturity, a toughness, a game where they did not play well or did not play their best, but they still got it done on the road in overtime. And in order to separate, I think you have to be able to do that. You got to win games where you don't play your best. You got to win games on the road. You got to beat teams you're supposed to beat. And there is no question that this is a top five team in the country. They are playing great basketball, and I don't think they get enough credit or enough conversation about that.
All right, we kind of know about Florida State and Louisville and Duke. They've kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack. However, tonight I think we have an incredibly interesting game with Virginia and NC State. Two teams. Virginia finally found a way to make some shots against Georgia Tech, shooting 47%. We know great defense is going to be there, but can they score? And NC State looks like they're finally getting healthy. These are two teams I think, if again, that's why this game's so important tonight, can go on a mini run here and maybe join the upper tier.
Yeah, you know, I think you said it, Pac, like finally getting healthy. I've liked this NC State team all year. And Kevin Keats has loved them. I mean, he's raved about them. And, you know, look, continuity is a big thing. And timing is a big thing. And I think in some of these ACC games, they haven't had their full complement of guys. I mean, they go back to game one of the year, they didn't have Markell. They didn't have DJ. And they end up losing that game to Georgia Tech. You go a slew of games without C.J. Bryce, that's going to be an issue. Like, this team's not good enough to not have its full complement. But when it does, it's pretty darn good. They have really good balance. I mean, they're really good at the rim. They can protect their basket. They do have some pretty good wing scorers. They're shooting. I think it's a better shooting team than it was last year. And Markell's good. You know, Markell runs hot and cold. He can get a little wild at times. In a game like this against Virginia where you know it's going to be low possession, those possessions become important. But if that defense can get after Virginia, you know, you mentioned the offense and the not scoring. One of their big issues is, again, in low possession games, you can't afford to give the ball away. And this Virginia team has turned it over more than you would ever think a Virginia team would do that. This is a big game because I think these two teams are sort of in that tier right behind, you know, the Louisville and Duke, and both these teams should be tournament teams. But this is a big game. This is a big time game.
Chris, the other interesting team that, and Pac has termed this group of teams the glob for a good reason. I look at Syracuse and start to think, man, if they start feeling good about themselves, and clearly Buddy Boeheim has emerged. You know, a year ago he was a shooter and now he's a scorer. And you know what I mean? It just looks like the Orange now may have a chance to kind of meet the expectation a lot of us had for him earlier in the year.
Yeah, I'm not as high, and here's the reason why. They really only have two guys who could score the ball consistently. And as good as Elijah Hughes has been, and as good as Buddy has been, they are in large part perimeter shooters. And the reason I'm a little cautious with them is this is the worst defensive team in Jim Boeheim's time there, and obviously he's been there a long time. They get nothing out of the center position. The top of that zone, which is usually the difference maker for those Syracuse zones, is, you know, look, Joe Girard is going to be a good player, but he's a little small. And Buddy Boeheim playing well offensively, but he's about a step slow. So the top of that zone is not as good as it's been. And again, they get nothing out of their center position. So, you know, that's been their issue. If those two guys don't go off, they can struggle to score at times, and then the defense hasn't been there. So I'm a little cautious. I'm not putting them in the tournament quite yet, but certainly the Buddy Boeheim story. I mean, I was saying early in the year, and I have to apologize now. Like, if Buddy Boeheim is your second best player, you know you're not going to be that great. But I give him a lot of credit. That kid has worked his rear end off, and he's done a great job.
All right, so if we all are in agreement that the combination of Florida State and Louisville and Duke are here, and that Virginia and NC State are on the cusp, of everybody else, Chris, the glob, of everybody else, who's the most likely to emerge in the next month in terms of maybe getting on a hot streak or putting together maybe consecutive 2-0 weeks? Because it's kind of how you look at this thing now. Can you give me a 2-0 week and kind of hopscotch and jump over about four or five teams? Who is the other team in the league that can do that?
Well, it should be Georgia Tech. I mean, their talent level, I'd put their talent level up against any of those teams of Virginia or an NC State. I mean, nobody's got that length up front and that ability to protect their basket. Michael DeVoe has been, he's come down to earth a little bit, but that kid can score, man. And then now you've got Jose Alvarado back, who's a steady guard, and then Jordan Usher in the fold. Like, you know, that team should be better. And I got to tell you, they've underwhelmed a little bit, and part of that is not having Alvarado, and they finally got Usher eligible, and that team should be better. And I'll tell you, the other team is Virginia Tech. Like, I know they lost this weekend to what I think is a more talented NC State team, but I'll tell you what, boys, this Virginia Tech team is, they play hard. And I thought that game this weekend, they weren't as good defensively as they've been, but we've seen them. If they can make shots, they can really get it going. And they got a lot of guys, you know, they are small in terms of height, but they're physical, they're tough, they get after you on the defensive end. Mike Young has done a great job there. So that's another team. Like, if they win two games in a week, it wouldn't shock me.
All right. Chris Spatola, always informative, ever insightful, Pack. Pride of Lawrence Academy, apparently, behind the right shoulder. So there we go. Take care, my man.
Chauncey and Foxy, my best.
Chauncey and Foxy. And they're not happy about it, by the way.
I'll tell you what.
Oh,
the second Spatola steps to the door, boys.
It's going to be on.
Game's on.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
Spatola ever comes through this door.
Not happening.
It'll be like a canine training facility at a penitentiary.
You wish you were Clifford.
All right. Sit tight. When we come back, we will.
I can't believe you said
I know.
That either.
Fuller, I am so sorry. Oh, my goodness.
That's all right. It's his last appearance.
Yeah. When we come back, we've got fan packages.
Yep.
Virginia is on deck tonight against Kevin Keats and NC State. By the way, that could be a battle of open-collared shirts, which would be really good. And how many players from the ACC are going to be in Super Bowl 54? We'll tell you when we come back. Packer and Durham, ACC Network and SiriusXM 371.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Packer in Durham, get Chester patiently waiting some more cinnamon roll.
By the way,
there you go, boys.
This is pretty good.
Is it good?
Robert Llewellyn has already given it his...
thumbs up.
Four microphone approval. On a scale of 1 to 4, he's giving it a 4.
I have not had a sample.
We're turning over a new leaf.
Well,
huh?
I mean, you know, you're a god from the doctor. Lucky to see show 110 at the rate I'm going.
I gotta tell you something. Nothing an elliptical machine won't cure.
Oh, great. I'm glad my wife brought down 16 pounds of cinnamon rolls.
It's pretty good. Go get a workout in. It's all right. You can have some of that.
All right. Now, over the weekend.
Are we going to talk about Super Bowl or that?
Whatever you want. What do you want to go first?
Well, first of all, there are 12 ACC alums.
I guess we'll go with this part first.
That are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Go ahead for it.
By the way, this is pretty good. Kansas City, by the way, a real ACC feel to it.
All I know is I saw Sammy Watkins going bonkers yesterday.
That's one Tiger. Do you know there are 3 Clemson players?
Dorian O'Daniel? Right?
That's 2. Is Rashad Breeland 3.
I was going to say Breeland. I thought Breeland was KC.
LeSean McCoy wasn't active for the AFC title game, but Shady's still on the Chiefs roster. Derek Nnadi of Florida State,
right.
Defensive lineman.
Right.
Cam Irving, Florida State. And Kendall Fuller, Virginia Tech. And Harrison Butker.
Wow.
Place kicker of the Chiefs.
A lot of ACC ties.
There you
Chiefs.
Go. 8 of them. So
about that?
San Francisco has 4. Kaywan Williams of Pittsburgh, Lakin Tomlinson, former number one of Detroit, who now plays for the 49ers out of Duke, Dante Johnson of NC State, and Daniel Helm, the tight end, number three tight end on the 49ers, is from Duke. So there you go.
How about you liking that game, by the way?
I like Kansas City.
They are fun to watch, aren't they?
I'm going for Kansas City.
Okay.
Hope Kansas City wins.
Doesn't matter to me. Whatever. Whatever makes you happy.
I'd like to see Kansas City win.
Any particular reason? Broadcast ties?
Mitch Holthus is the longtime voice of the Chiefs, who obviously does some work for ESPN. Been a friend since he was at Kansas State. Met him years ago, 20-some years ago. And in this business, you have friends, and you have the moment for friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled for Mitch, even though it's the absolute worst radio booth in the National Football League.
In Miami?
It's brutal. That he gets the chance to do the Super Bowl. And I'm thrilled for him. And, yeah, you pull for anybody. I don't know Greg Papa, the 49ers, as well as I know Mitch. So I'm thrilled for Mitch. Greg Papa, I think, has been to the Super Bowl when he was the voice of the Raiders. That's really what it comes down to as much as anything.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Cool.
All right, this is fun.
All right, so over the weekend, I was out of town. I was at the 404. But I get home, and I'm going through mail last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a note from a guy by the name of John Hershey,
okay,
who lives in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says, "Pack, please accept the enclosed with my very best wishes from a longtime Hoops fan and a too long coach." All right. So I open this thing up, Wes, and this is the 1961. You heard me. 1961 NCAA Eastern Regionals in Madison Square Garden program, right? And on the cover is some dude by the name of Billy Packer. Now, it's the entire program. Costs 50 cents.
By the way, it doesn't say National Collegiate Athletic Association anywhere on the cover.
Mm-mm.
National Collegiate Championships, all it says. That's awesome.
1961. And look at the matchups. GW Princeton, Rhode Island against the Bonnies, Wake taking on St. John's.
Look at those white Converse Billy's wearing.
Still has them, I'm sure.
Eastern Regionals in the University Division, by the way.
1961. And the program, believe it or not, by the way, Philip Morris, your sponsor in the back.
Smoke them if you got them on the back.
But this thing is in really great shape.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. 1961.
You know what I like about programs like this is the I got to be honest with you, it's the advertisements.
How about the motel right there for the Manhattan?
Stay at the Hotel Manhattan right there. Look at that.
Thumbnail sketches of the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
There's the great Lenny Chapel with
Bones McKinney.
North Carolina grad who originally started at NC State before he went to the war, Bones McKinney.
What's the Billy Packer thumbnail on
that? Number 20, 5'11". No, age is 20.
Yeah, I was going to say he wasn't number 20.
Yeah, he wore 34, didn't he? Yeah. 5'11", 175, junior. Number 2 scorer behind Chapel last season. Well, what about this season? Let's have an update. Had 13 points to rank 12th among the ACC. Was the outstanding player of the Dixie Classic.
Which was a big deal back then.
Oh, man, Dixie Classic. First sophomore in the 11-year history of that tournament to win the award. Excellent foul shooter.
Yeah, he would have been embarrassed 5 of 10. Well, let me tell you something. It's in the DNA, too.
That's it. Stop. Good jump shot from outside. Flashy ball handler.
Oh.
And also, shortstop on a baseball team. Didn't know Billy was a two-sport guy.
Well, of course, Wake Forest had won the national championship in baseball back in 1955. Remember?
Yeah. Bill Scripture.
And then the next time the ACC ever won in Omaha was the Virginia Cavaliers in 2015.
All right, let's go to the Lumberjacks. Apparently, we have something here in the final minutes from Bristol.
So we have stats from that game. I can tell you that Wake Forest won 97-74.
Oh, they hammered them.
We're going to start with the free throw percentages. Wake Forest shot 40 free throws, made 27 of them, 67.5%. St. John's shot 69%, 20 of 29. Billy Packer, though, 1 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line.
Huh. 1 of 10.
So you're saying 1 for 10 is not very good?
Let me do the math. That's 10%. 10% from the field.
Wes, can you confirm that's 10%? One of 10?
He did have three rebounds and five assists, though.
That ain't funny. Nothing funny about that. By the way, Lenny Chappell had 31 in the ballgame.
Yeah. And, you know, if Billy didn't take those nine errant shots, he just scored 60.
By the way, I want to make sure I get this right. Some cat Weidman had 22.
Yeah, Dave Weidman, 8 of 18 from the field.
Don't know Dave. Do you know Dave?
Allie Hart went 12 of 17 for 28 points.
Player.
Unstoppable.
Allie Hart, player. He's Pack's running mate in the backcourt, according to the dossier that was provided here. 50 cents, by the way, but 48 on the street, 2 cents of New York State sales tax involved in the program price.
Appreciate John Hershey in St. Paul, Minnesota sending that. It's hard to believe that they can be in such great shape from being 1961. We will certainly take care of that here in the basement.
Tell you what, absolutely. Thank you, John.
Very cool.
We'll put that up.
Very, very cool.
Buddy Boeheim on this show tomorrow, by the way. Looking forward to talking to the sophomore sharpshooter.
I can't have it, but the dogs can.
You can have.
I live vicariously through my hounds eating the cinnamon rolls.
Guess who else is on this show tomorrow?
Chris Mack on the show.
Yeah, he is.
Fire.
I think we got a lot of things to talk about with Coach Mack.
Yes, sir. Well, there's a lot of Louisville ties, including the Derby.
How about that rolling of the yard?
Yeah.
We got to talk about that. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Satterfield already told us on that one, Mack.
Yeah.
The payback is going to be extensive.
Yep.
By the way, if you missed any of the show, sit tight. It's back up on the ACC Network from now until 1 o'clock. Always, thanks for downloading the podcast. Available wherever you download your podcast. For Drew Brooks, Josh Macri, Chrissy, everybody in the back row, folks in the bunker, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m.